Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, it's the MI Ice Guys. Hey, it's cold and rainy here in Grand Rapids today and been fussing around, and Steph stopped by, so we thought we'd just record a little podcast and get you guys back in the groove.
Get ready for ice fishing.
We're ready for that ice.
Man, bring it.
This late summer heat's been killing me. A lot of you guys that know us know that our birthdays are at the end of September, a couple of days apart. And it was the hottest day of the year on Steph's birthday.
Hottest it's ever been on my birthday.
Yeah. And I think we set a new record high for that date. I think we set one on my birthday, too. Mm-hmm. But then it got hotter on yours. It was
insane.
Oh, it was. I actually turned on the air conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
In late September. That's crazy. But anyway, guys, we just thought we'd get back in touch with you, tell you a little bit of stuff that's going on. We're going to talk some fall fishing. We're going to talk some new stuff and kind of
gearing up for the season.
Yeah, we've been doing some shopping, so we got to share with what we bought and tell you about some new things we've heard about. And, you know, our buddies, Chad and Anthony, they're out on the river, man. The pictures that Anthony's been posting.
Yeah, he's posting the heck out of them. Lots of salmon.
He's got them. He got a new boat.
Yeah.
Picked him up an old used jet boat, and he's tuned her up and ripping up and down the river and ripping lips. And he's started his own guide service, so he's running out there and trying to book as many as possible. So you guys want to get out there and get some salmon on the fall on the river, Chad and Anthony can help you out, and you can use that Ask an Ice, MI Ice Guy to get a hold of them.
Yep.
And they'll answer you right away if you talk about spending money with them. They're pretty proficient at that. But, Steph, you and I, we've got to plan our day with the boat.
Yes, got to do some fall fishing here and check out those late-season weed beds for some of the bluegills and crappies.
Yeah, we do. You know, we got to get a couple of limits of bluegill, but we also got to do our scouting for ice.
Yes.
And every year we try and knock off a lake or two. Do some side scan sonar work and get an idea of where we should be fishing on these particular lakes when the ice forms.
I think we're going to have a better ice fishing year this year, weather-wise. So I'd like to try to hit some lakes south of town.
Yeah. I mean, we can go hit a couple
closer to you. Yeah.
And map those buggers out a little bit.
I'm looking forward to good ice this year. Yeah. Early ice.
Oh, God, I'm praying
for
it.
It'd be awesome.
But, you know, if you got the boat and you haven't winterized it yet, I know with this late season warmth, a lot of the guys still have the boats out. You can spend a little time. Now, Steph's got a nice Lowrance unit, and it's got the side scan. It's got the vertical scan. It's got all kinds of modes we haven't learned about yet. Take it out and grab your notebook or the app in your GPS or your smartphone.
Yeah, you can drop them waypoints right on your Navionics and walk right to them come ice season.
Get some scouting done because, hey, nothing impresses everybody else better on the lake than when you walk out, drill one hole, and catch a limit. I mean, you're a rock star then.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that by knowing where the structure is, where the weed beds are, where there might be a spring, or any other feature. You can double check when you're out there some depths, and you can double check that sunken island, that saddle that you saw in Navionics is where it says it is.
Yeah, or pockets on the weeds that you can set up over.
Oh, yeah.
And fish for ice fishing. I mean, nice little ambush point.
You just got to scout those things out, and it's a perfect time of the year to do that. You know, kids are back at school. You might have a vacation day you got to burn or go fishing because your arm's in a cast. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a great time of the year for that. And doing some prep work for that is always a great deal. Now, have you got out with Chad and Anthony this fall?
Early August.
Yeah, I got to get out with them yet. Chad keeps telling me, come on up. But beer schedule's been really busy for us. So it's been kind of crazy. But
They're pretty booked up with trips right now.
So yeah, they're banging it out. They're
doubles and yeah.
Yeah, when you do two different clients a day,
that's game on right now.
Game on, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I did go spend some money.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sitting right over there, you see my new Markham LX7.
Time for a new toy.
Yeah, I've been, for those guys that are regular listeners, you know, I've had a Markham LX5 for about 5 years. And I broke the transducer at the end of the season last year, just before we went to Worlds. And didn't get it fixed until I went to order it and got a little bit of a discount, so I pulled the trigger and bought an LX7. So now I have two flashers, so I can take a buddy fishing.
And have a backup.
And have a backup if one goes down. Mm-hmm. It's a great time of the year. The sales are out there on like model year old stuff. They're looking to move it because the new orders are coming into the stores and even the online places. You can find a deal if you do some digging around. A couple other things I picked up. I've got some more supplies to do more of those magnetic auger covers.
Oh, nice.
That I built a couple years ago for mine.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to fix all the guys up on those if they want. That's just been an awesome thing to be able to just tink on goes the blade cover. And you don't have to worry about that rubber band that breaks all the time. All I did, for those of you guys that haven't seen it, and I think I got pictures on the site, or at least on Facebook, but
put some new ones together and post them out there for everybody.
Yeah, but it's just a couple of rare earth magnets that I took a hot glue gun and glued into the bottom of my cover, the regular plastic cover that came with it, and now it just snaps right to the blades, and it's covered up. You don't even have to use two hands. You just walk up to it, and it's laying in your sled, and go tink, and on it goes. You know, a little bit of that ice skivering. Mm-hmm. Is a really handy way to improve your situation when you're out on the ice and you're fumbling around and trying to look organized. Anything you can do to improve your mobility and not forget stuff or damage stuff is a good ice guyver move. You know, we've got our Facebook page, and any of you guys that have something really cool that you built for ice fishing, go ahead and put a post out there on that. It's a really cool way to show everybody else how creative you are. I don't care whether it's something you did on your quad, on your sled, on your flasher, on your bucket, whatever. Share the photo if you don't mind, and everybody else might get an idea.
It's one of the things I wanted to add to the quad was like a holster for the auger and the drill.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have the cover on it, but you got like a sleeve. You can just holster it, strap it in, and go.
I've been thinking about that, too, when I get my new quad.
Because when you're in tournament mode, you don't want to waste your time messing around putting that cover on and off when you're traveling, because you have to have your blades covered at all times when you're in transit.
Yeah, I got some ideas on that. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But, hey, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of our infamous yearly episode of Fishing in the Garage and talk about some of the prep work that we're doing and that you should be doing, getting ready for this, hopefully, early ice season. We're the MI Ice Guys, and we'll be right back. Hey guys, Chaz here from the MI Ice Guys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Hey guys, welcome back. It's Chaz and Steph in the studio drinking beer, talking ice fishing. You know, I just looked, Steph. This is our fifth year of podcast.
Wow.
So, well, time flies when you're having fun and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Or even talking fishing. Now, for those of you that haven't been listening from the beginning, you can go back and listen to all those old episodes. They're up on the website. Or if you've got an app on your phone, you can have them automatically downloaded, whichever way you want to listen to them. It's a lot of fun. Or you can just listen to them through the web
anytime you want.
But this all got started. We were sitting here at Schmo's at the end of the bar, and we're talking ice fishing, and we were talking about the new gadgets and gizmos and stuff that we were finding out there, and checking out what each other had bought and new lures and everything else, and everybody at the bar was just kind of transfixed on us. They're just watching us and going, and then they started asking questions, and they had all these questions about, they didn't know about tournaments, they didn't know about all this other stuff. They thought
plastics.
Plastics. Mm-hmm. They thought you just sit over a hole and wait for a fish to come by. And
oh no.
No, we take a little more aggressive
approach
to that. But yeah, so we're in the fifth year. That's pretty exciting. But we've pretty much every year done an episode called Fishing in the Garage. And this is where we like to remind you and remind ourselves of all the things that we really ought to go check out and take care of and
get ready, inventory. Get ready.
Make sure you don't need to order some replacements or
line.
Get your Christmas list ready, things like that. And line, well, you mentioned line.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I went 1 year and I didn't
re-spool.
And I paid the price.
Like, why does my line keep breaking?
I losing lures and fish, and You know, that tungsten jigs, man, unless you're buying K&Es that are fair priced, you can get pretty expensive pretty quick.
Can be pricey.
So spooling on some new line on your rod, or at least at bare minimum, stripping off that first 50 yards.
Yeah. The first 20, 30 feet that you use a lot, strip that off, and then
check your line. Yeah, I'd go a little bit further because UV gets down there and breaks these things down, makes them brittle. So just, do a little bit of line maintenance on your rig. Retie some jigs, get things ready to go for the season.
Check your spools and eyelets on your rods and reels.
Yeah.
Your spools little burrs on them.
Yeah. A little bit of lube in the reel.
Yep.
Just doing a little cleanup. Make sure that nothing funky happened to it when you just threw it in that bucket and threw it in a garage for the winter or for the summer.
Or if you're like Rocky and you drop it in the hole a few times.
Yeah, you drop it in a hole
a few
times.
Or you just lose it completely down the hole.
Well, that's handier because then Chad just buys
him a new one.
But not everybody has a tournament pro for a son that can just whip out some extra gear for you all the time. So you need to take care of it. So, line, that's a biggie. Retying knots. Don't trust a year old knot. Go clean those things up. Now, one of the really cool things that I bought this spring, because I found on sale, were those little line nippers that I gave you a set of stuff.
Yeah.
Those things are really handy because, my teeth don't line up like yours where you can bite line. So being able to nip that little whisker off after you tie up a new jig on there is really handy. And what I started doing is, some of those retractors that you got me, I put them right on that. So now it just snaps back.
I'll probably have to use that more often this year since I got my crown put on.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to get that prep stuff done.
I can't bite right now. With that, I can't do the line very well.
Well, at least
I got that new crown put
on.
I was like, son of a gun.
Didn't hurt your beard or anything.
The dentist is like, you're not supposed to be biting fishing line with your teeth anyway. I caught hell for that.
But, doing that. Now, if you have a flasher, if you've got electronics, the battery.
Yep.
We were just
talking
about
that battery up again.
Look, I got two of them sitting right next to me. If you haven't been charging that all summer, plug them in. Make sure they're good.
It's not too late. Still plug them in. Make sure to top them up.
And, I wrote a little piece out on the website. I'll have to verify that the links are still good about some places where you can economically get some batteries.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. Now, don't tell Scott DeVries this over at Allen Bob's, but you don't have to go pay the long dollar for a Vexlar Markham brand battery.
No.
It's a 12-volt, 7 or 9 amp hour battery.
Mm-hmm.
Home Depot sells them. eBay's got them. Amazon's got them for a lot less money.
Radio Shack, different places.
Is there a Radio Shack even around anymore?
Oh, yeah, still Radio Shacks.
Okay. Yeah. The one down here is gone.
Gone, yeah.
But, batteries, that's going to be a big thing. Any of your electronics or any of your stuff, check the batteries.
And even importantly, too, is the battery in your quad.
Battery in your quad, exactly. And
if you're not running that quad a lot in the summertime.
Now, I use mine for lawn work.
Yep.
So mine's good. And, just over a year ago, I think, I switched to lithium ion on my quad. So that handles a lot better. I've been pricing them out for the flasher. Still too pricey.
Yeah. I was hoping they'd drop down in the next couple of years here.
I'm hoping. But they're not there yet. But check out those things. Check out your quad. Just make sure the quad's running good. Maybe you need to go out and go rip through the woods even before deer season.
Check your tires. Check your chains.
Yeah. Get everything
on. Get that oil changed.
Stuff.
Do everything.
Now, here's one that I just thought of this morning when I knew we were going to be recording. Your Catullas.
Mm-hmm.
You got Catullas or another brand of spikes that you put on your boots. If you've left those stretched out on your boots all summer long, they might have some wear and tear on the rubber, some cracks or something like that. They might be shot, man. You got to double check that. Go through and check those. Mine right over there, I got on the Mickeys. They're popped off so that they don't overstretch out. And I know the ones are off my Norfins because I took them off in Latvia and shoved them in the boot.
Yeah, same here.
So those are good to go. But, hey, just go clean out your boots. Make sure that no little fivals have taken up residency in your boots or you didn't leave a stinky pair of socks in there or something like that. It's a good time to just air those out, make sure that there's no funk to them, stuff like that. And speaking of funk, shanties.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys are still using shanties or you're like Chad Schaub and your ice fishing suits are still wadded up in the same box that they came home in, you might want to air them out, maybe wash them, clean them up and stuff. But it's just you need to take care of that stuff.
Or leave them at your buddy's house and he washes them for you.
Oh, yeah, that works, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, make sure he doesn't put them in the dryer. It's hell on zipper handles.
Oh, that's bad on those inner liners. You do not want to dry an ice fishing suit in a dryer.
You just put it, you go get one of those real heavy-duty hangers or build yourself a heavy-duty hanger out of dowel and some wire and hang them up in the basement.
And then get you some of that Nick wax or whatever, that fabric protectant, so you got a little bit of waterproofing added back to it.
Yep, you can get aerosol versions of that too.
There's various different kinds.
Even the zippers. Just take a little ski wax or, if nothing else, a little bar soap and rub that on those zippers and work the zippers up and down. It lubricates the zippers and they'll work a lot easier all winter. So taking care of that. You can do that on your suit or your shanty. And unfold that shanty, set it up in the driveway, air it out, make sure you didn't leave any bait in there.
Chase all the mice out of it, fix any holes.
Yeah.
Hopefully you packed it with dryer sheets or something so you keep the mice out of it.
But, you know, it's that time of the year.
Yes.
Get that stuff straight. Now, your auger.
Definitely want to get those blades sharpened.
Get those blades sharpened. And if you are still using a gas auger, you probably want to double check, start that baby up and let it run a little bit.
Yeah, put some new plugs in it, clean it up, fresh gas.
I mean, just do some maintenance on it. Get that thing tuned up because that ice hits, you're going to want to
be ready to go.
Yep. You're not going to want to spend a day while everybody else is fishing while you're fussing around trying to find your stuff. It's a great time of the year. You're starting to put away some of that summer stuff, you know, the lawn chairs and things like that get put up in the barn. But get at some of your other stuff.
And one of the things you might want to try is one of our, like, kind of like the ice hopper buckets like you and I have. You can rig one of those up. If you want to be a little bit more mobile fisherman and hunt the fish rather than drill one hole and wait for them to come to you, you can do a lot of hole hopping. And
now the hopper buckets that Steph's talking about, I've got to build another one because I got the new flasher. And it's vastly different size than the old flasher. So it's going to take a new frame. But the hopper bucket is a frame that hangs off of your bucket that holds the flasher. So that when you sit down on the bucket, there's the flasher right between your legs, and you fish over the top of it, and you have your hole right there. Now, the beauty of it is your battery's down in the bottom. You've got a little bucket that's up in the top, you know, a drywall mud bucket or something like that.
To hold the fish.
To hold the fish. And that way, you grab it all with one hand, and you got your auger with the other hand. Now, if you're like Steph and I, and you've gone to the cordless drill, zip zap, baby.
Yeah.
You know, you can just drill with one hand, check the hole. Drill and check. Move right down the ice. So, hey, there's a project on a rainy day like today when it's probably not a good day to go climb a tree and wait for a buck to come by. So, you know, some ideas for you. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that you ought to be doing is, you know, just keeping an eye out for some extra buckets around. You know, your favorite bar or restaurant probably throws a lot of them away.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start hanging out there and getting to know somebody, you ask about it. Maybe they want a buck a piece, or you just tip the bartender good and they'll give you a few. If they've got food, they probably get the pickles in them. I know you love those pickle buckets.
Yeah, you got me a bunch of them last year. The green ones from our buddies at Schnitz.
Yeah, you find a good buddy that has food service, they're probably going to have some of those buckets available for you. And stocking up so that you can take the kids with you. Everybody's got something to set on.
They worked good for the troops last year.
Oh, yeah. We took the Cub Scouts out last year and made sure every one of them got a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. And I've
Pro
already,
pack of jigs from K&E. They were all set. Rods. They were good to go.
Already made the reservations for more buckets for this year.
And nice.
The Cub Scout leaders have contacted me and said, are we doing it again? I said, well, of course we are.
Yeah. Jack from K&E, I'm sure he'll hook us up.
Now, anything else you can think of, Steph, that they ought to get ready in the garage, you know, prep stuff up? Snowmobiles, same rules as the quad. Check that baby out.
Well, if you're a spring bobber fisherman, now's a good time to address any issues with those spring bobbers that you had problems with last year.
Yep, clean them up.
Get them tuned in. Make sure they're setting right for you so you can detect those bites. You know from our palm rod indicators, you can use something similar on the ice fishing rods like the schoolies and such for regular ice fishing.
Yeah, you don't have to use metal. You can use some plastic and makes it a whole lot more sensitive. But rigging some rods, taking care of some maintenance on your equipment.
Go through your jigs, clean them up, sort them, sharpen them.
If you've got new ones, make sure there's no paint in the eyes.
Yep, so they're ready to tie on. And learn that snell knot. Learn how to turn that snell knot onto those regular jigs.
Yeah,
because they sit a lot better videos. And give you a nice hook set.
I got a new camera. Maybe we'll have to do a video. I got a macro lens.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to set up and do a video on how to tie that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get Chad to do it because, you know, our big old fingers make it. I don't know if anybody'd see the jig.
Chad to slow it down.
Oh, I can do that. I can do that and edit. But anyway, we're the MI Ice guys, and we're going to be back in a few and talk about some more adventures and plans for the year. Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey guys, you got a picture of your good catch? Maybe that big whopper crappie barely fit through the hole? Whatever it is, everybody loves seeing a good ice fishing picture. So feel free to upload those to the MI Ice Guys Facebook page. You can find us facebook.com/MIIceGuys. Hoping to see you some big ones.
Hey guys, welcome back. Well, hey, fishing in the garage is an important thing, but, you know, dreaming of fishing is another real important thing to me. And I saw the other day the NIIFC National Circuit, the schedule came out.
Yeah, planning for the this year's tournament schedule.
Yeah, so we've got the championship coming in December.
Yep, 16th and 17th, and that's going to be in North and South Twin Lakes, Minnesota.
That's kind of
northern Minnesota.
Yeah, and up north, so... We're thinking we're going to drive out for that one. I know, Steph, you and Sean are going to fish that one.
Yes. Yep.
And then...
Chad, Anthony, Myron, those guys will all be,
everybody be up there.
Yep.
But I think I'm going to go up and do some podcasting and see if Jack needs some help with some officiating or anything else like that.
And more importantly, get on some ice.
Get on some ice. Amen.
Yep.
Sorry, boys. We're going to leave Michigan. Go to Minnesota to find ice.
Hey, they'll have ice at that time of year.
Yeah.
They usually got it by Thanksgiving up there because northern Minnesota. This is up kind of like down along the level of Duluth kind of thing.
Oh, so yeah.
It's up there, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be driving up there in mid-December to go up
about for a 13-hour drive from here. So it's
go up a couple days early, get a little pre-fishing in, and then do the tournament and such. And then we've got a Michigan date, don't we, for
Lake St. Helen. It's going to be February 19th.
Hey, you know what? That might actually work out.
That might even work for us.
Yeah, we could go.
Because we're not leaving until March, right?
Yeah, March we go to Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that didn't are new or didn't hear, in the spring, the World Ice Fishing Championships are in Kazakhstan again this year. And so we're going to be both on the team. We're going as, I guess we're more the technical specialists mm-hmm. anymore. We've taken every assignment they've given to us and blown it up with technology and better innovation. Our map making, our equipment, communications, we've been handling all this stuff for them, and they've really realized it's made a big difference with the team.
Yeah.
So we get to go every year, and now the little bit of restructuring on the team, that the team has a board that kind of governs and decides some of the big decisions on it rather than just the coaching staff, and Steph is the president. Ta-da!
Yes.
So we're going to, you know, work our butts off to make that happen again. And practicing here in Michigan, we're going to put out some things. And Anthony was telling me the other day, the rage in the cage. That's he calls his little USA-style fishing tournaments.
Little palm rod shootouts.
Yeah. So palm rod, you can see them on our website out there on miiceguys.com. But they really, literally are the size of your palm, the whole rod. So you fish with those because it's super, super delicate fishing. It's super sensitive. You can catch the tiniest fish or sometimes in the NAIFC tournaments and other tournaments, we've found them to be advantageous when everybody else thinks the fish aren't biting.
Yeah, you get the finicky fish to bite.
And we can start a feeding frenzy with those little things and catch decent-sized fish on them. It's kind of wild to watch them.
Drop down to some micro-sized lures. Definitely.
Oh, those Cub Scouts, a couple of them have asked me if they can learn how to do it this year. Dumphy's boy.
Yeah,
he wants to learn. I said, I'll get him a palm rod. Teach him how.
Better to get these kids used to using a palm rod now to let them get practice as young, and they'll be future USA Ice Team members.
I'm going to train
them
up.
Get them trained and proficient at it, because some of these Russians, and they start as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Before they even get to the national teams. Because there's thousands of people that try out for their teams.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've got a couple other tournaments. I saw there was an Illinois tournament on the schedule for the NIIFC this year.
Indiana.
Yeah, okay.
Lake Maxincuckee again.
Maxincuckee.
February 12th.
I thought there was one in Illinois. Maybe that was a different tournament I saw. But anyway, there's going to be some around Michigan area that aren't going to be too far of a drive. If you guys are interested in throwing your hat in, seeing how good a fisherman you are, pretty much with the NAIFC, it's the fishing that we do every day around here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. The results are usually based on 8 bluegill, 8 crappie. Some lakes, it's perch are involved, and some of these tournaments are 2 days. Most of them are 1 day. You get out there, and you kind of sort the fish as you go, and only keep your biggest 8, and turn those in for the weigh-in. You get, how long is an average tournament out there? Are those 3 hour or are those longer for NAIFC?
No, I did find the Indiana one. I was looking at 2017 schedule.
Oh.
Antioch Channel.
I don't know Illinois. Where that is.
That's got to be like a back part of the Mississippi or something. Where's that would be?
There? Maybe. Probably down by Brett's house.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. But we're going to, you know, be at some of these tournaments. You guys could too. All you got to do is get a partner and register. Mm-hmm. Come on out and fish. The one important rule is that you can't fish too close to anybody else.
Yeah.
You can fish right next to your partner, but another team, you got to be like 16 feet away. So just
10 meters.
10 meters.
It's about 16 feet. A little over.
5 meters is 16 feet.
Or 5 meters, yeah. 5 meters, yeah.
We always think in meters because that's what we have to do in the worlds, but I think it's actually in feet here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys ought to reach out and try a little tournament fishing. It's kind of fun to get out there and compete and hang out with the guys, see the seminars, see the...
Do the rules everything. Meeting and the seminars with the guys, and you learn what they're doing out there, and they're more than happy to show you what they're using and what they're doing.
They just won't tell you where they're fishing.
Oh.
That's a secret, and we don't even
you'll
ask
see
where
come tournament
fishing.
Day. So get out there and watch them fish, and you'll learn something.
Now, another thing that I need to mention, and you guys ought to all put a shortcut on your phone, is the ice map. You know, on MI Ice Guys, we have an ice map, and we integrated that with Google Maps, where you can submit a lake. You just select the county and the lake, and tell us how thick the ice is. You just pick a range, whether it's 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, or 9-plus inches of ice. Just mark that for us. We don't want to know where your honey hole is on the lake, just that lake has safe ice. So we know we can go drive to that lake and go see if we can find some fish, too. So you can just reach that on miiceguys.com. There's a wealth of other knowledge out there, including the infamous Ask an MI Ice Guy. That is a little form where you can pop a question in for us, and it emails all four of us so that we'll pop out and try and get an answer for you. I know that quite often you get four answers. Most of the time, they're really similar. Sometimes
you get
the Vexlar guy's answer, and you get the Markham guy's answer. And, you know, there's a lot of cool things out there. We talk about the apps that we use on our phones, the Navionics, some of the other apps that we use for podcasting and for the waypoints. Otherwise, there's just a lot of information that we try and put out there. We do some product reviews as well. And as soon as we get ice, I'm going to write a review on that LX7. I'm looking at it right over there, and it wants ice really, really bad.
You might have to try it out on a boat when we go out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
And we talked in the first segment a little bit about that and, you know, getting out there and spotting, you know, where are the weed beds? Where are those holes in the weed beds? Where are the structure in the lake? Using your sonar, everything here in the fall before you put the boat away. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that says you can't swing that transducer right over the side of the boat.
Oh, no.
And study what it looks like with your deucer on your graph that you're going to fish on the ice with. It's actually really good practice.
Hey, grab you an ice fishing rod and everything right over the side of the boat.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Get your practice in. It's a good way to get started. Well, guys, we're going to take another short break, and then we're going to come back and wrap this baby up. So we're the MI Ice Guys. Check us out online and on Facebook. We love to hear your stories, too. Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland to the worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Get them online, get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you, and you need the best. Hey guys, welcome back. You know, we were just chatting on the break there. Recipes. That's one thing we haven't touched on in a little while. I posted up on MI Ice Guys Facebook page the other day. crappie cakes. They're like the crab cakes, except you make them out of crappie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing saying you can't do them out of bluegill or even perch fillets.
Mm. Pike, perch, walleye.
Yeah, just anything that you got that's, you know, hey, I'm going through the freezer and I'm like, I've got to eat this fish down because it's going to be seasoned soon and I'm going to be starting loading it up again. So I got to get through on this stuff. So if you got a couple extra packages, it's a great time of the year to play with some new recipes and try and figure some things out.
They're kind of similar to like a salmon patty you would make? Or?
Yeah, it's same deal.
Okay.
You basically, you're cooking up the fillets first and then you break them up. And you mix them into a breadcrumb and some mayo and mustard and seasoning and such and make them into patties and then deep fry them. Or pan fry them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we both own enough cast iron skillets that we're ready to go at all times for that kind of purpose. But that was a cool idea. Now, when I was up in the UP, I made a potato soup. And I made it a little loose. A little bit, you know, it wasn't real thick stuff.
Okay.
And I had actually put a little bit of fish stock in there. And then once I had it up to a boil, I just lowered in some fillets that I had, skinless fillets.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of broke up and cooked just on the heat of putting them in that boiling pot of soup.
Yeah.
And they were cooked perfect. And fish and potato soup is some serious good chewing, I'm telling you what. But
that would be.
You know, it's a great time of the year to kind of mess around with those things.
An experiment. Like me, I was at a Indian market, and I picked up some rice flour.
Yeah.
And some different spices and seasoning. But I wanted to try the deep fry recipe I got with some rice flour, just to mix it up and see what kind of texture and flavor that gives me.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
It was like $2 for a little bag of rice flour. I'm like, I'm going to try it out, you know, see what it's all about.
You got to try some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I cooked up I did my little pan saute with some Italian dressing the other day and some pasta. And the people that were over, they went nuts for it again. So it's a good time just to shake it up. And
that's quick and easy to do.
See what's in the freezer. Dig around. Sort it out. It's clean out time.
Use it up.
Use that stuff up because we're going to get fresh stuff soon.
Might even find some Venn in there that needs to be ate up.
Yeah. There might be some Venn. Man, clean we gotta that get up. That with the pancakes again.
Yeah, we're due.
Oh, yeah.
You're making me hungry. You know, it's time to eat now.
It's time to eat. Well, guys, you know, we're going to be back here pretty soon. We're going to go deer hunting. When we get back from deer hunting, we're going to pop another episode out for you guys as we're drooling over those cold nights and dreaming of skim ice when we can walk on water like a true MI ice guy. So, guys, we'll be back with you soon, but hopefully this little teaser has motivated you to go clean up your gear. Get it ready. See what you need. Get those batteries tuned up. Whatever needs to be done.
Some late season scouting.
And check your line.
Yes.
MI Ice Guys, out until after deer season. We'll talk to you soon.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on miiceguys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips. And hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. And may thaw soon.